followed by the Mishnah and Testament Beis. In Tzolin, Boser, Boser Lugbeya, can't roast meat, onions, eggs, Kadesh Yitzolim, unless they're going to, the process of Tzolin will be completed by day. Enos and Pasla Taner, Im Cheshecha, you cannot put dough into the oven near the evening. You can't put a piece of dough onto the, they would bake it directly on the coals. The crust has to form by day still. So even though it's not fully baked, but the crust is enough that people will consider that it's edible, so they're not necessarily going to be mechata in the gecholim. Or alternatively, they don't want to be mechata the gecholim once it's baked that much. If you mechata the gecholim, then it might cause it to burn already. You need that the bottom of it should form a crust, and we're going to discuss what does the bottom mean exactly. Mishalshlam is a Pesach Pataner. You're allowed to let the Pesach down into the oven to roast. Im Cheshecha, right before Shabbos starts. And we're not afraid over there, Shema Yichat and Gecholim, and the Mora is going to say, because since there's a whole group of people involved, usually in being roasting the Pesach, so they'll remind each other not to be Mechata. And this is the source where there's the heter of Rabbi Mitkri Ahadori. If you have a group, they'll remind each other. The Chayim discuss, can you take that heter and now apply it to being Yeshiv with Nes Saper, such an idea. So if I want to sit down to have a whole yeshiva sitting down to eating dinner before having a meal before Minchas, is that a heter? Because Rabbi Mitkri Ahadori, some will remember the Dab Mincha, those type of swords. Can you transfer all these different gazeres that people might forget that they equal in regards to that? So that seems to be at least there are many which compare the two. Machizin es a or b'menduras beis hamikdash. You can light the fire in the beis hamikdash. Beis hamikdash was a room in the beis hamikdash where they had a fire going constantly for the purpose of warmth. And the Kahanim, after walking around barefoot on the stone floor of the Beis HaMikdash in the middle of this type of weather, would want to warm themselves, they would go into the Beis HaMikdash. So you're allowed to light the fire of the Beis HaMikdash, you're allowed to just touch, you're allowed to kindle the fire in the, right before Shabbos, in the, if necessary, in the Bedurus Beis HaMikdash. In the Gvulim means outside of the Mikdash, a person wants to light a fire, he has to light a fire in such a way that the fire is taken hold in the majority of the, whatever, of the majority. In the words it says, what is that, the majority of what? However, if the fire is using pechomim, charcoal, so then over there, once it starts, it catches very easily to the rest of it, so there's no need. In other words, we're afraid that the concern is that if a person will light it in a way which hasn't really taken hold, he might see that the fire is faltering and try and deal with it on Shabbos, forget and Chas v'Shalom and deal with it on Shabbos, that he and do Havor on Shabbos. But something which that concern is not true, because the Pechamim, once they're even lit, minimally, they will burn on their own. So that we're not concerned about over there. So Rabbi Yehuda said there was no gzeir in that case. Zakrashi Harora, what is a Harora's Ugas Ritzafim was a type of a baked cookie or a dough, which you would bake directly on the Ritzafim. Ritzafim means on the coals. Pugur Balaz. Yikrum Kamoi Krum is a crust in Balaz. It has to get a crust. A Krum is a the membrane, which is outside of the various different parts of the body, talks about there's a krum around them, there's a membrane around them, a skin. The more explains what does tachtim mean. Mishal shem pesach v'hu nitzli, you can lower the carbon pesach into the tanner right before Shabbos, and it'll be roasted. V'herlech mishatechshach, it'll roast on Shabbos. V'amak avda ba'alma ein solen kido morin. We said you can't roast normally. Hachash sharab here it's mutter. Why the bnei chabura? This reason hein umit kriyat dodi. There's a whole group, and they'll remind each other. A group together will create a state of zrizus. Zrizus doesn't mean quick. Zrizus means being diligent. So, and
how do we define a group?
Not clear. But how large, how small it's called. It still has a din of a bit. We see clear from before. There was a heter of two people. I mean, Carla and Nair, but they don't usually rely on that. Deis alone, we saw before, wasn't sufficient in Deis and Shinui. So two normally is not enough. How much more is enough? Not clear. Or at least I'm not clear. Well, also, the Chetuya B'cholim, we're not afraid that he'll come to stir the coals. Machidin is the Or. Ma'at, ma'at, be'etim, Shabbat, says, you can light even just a minimal amount in the wood in the rest space in Maikud, Shaisa Bazar, which was in the Zara, but he mispaeris her lechus mishatapshach, and it'll burn on its own. It'll catch. It'll continue to spread and catch. One Shabbos starts. V'chashinan Shema Yehu Kahanim Sichem L'Haviro Mishatapshach. We're not worried that maybe the Kahanim will have a need to adjust the fire. On Shabbos, can farsh more like the more explained. What is based on market? Rashi says based on market was lishk gedali. He was a large office, large room. Shekhanim mischavim in shom b'maduris eish. They would kind of warm themselves in the fire which is there. And he sat his tummy which was constantly stoked, was constantly heated. In neishem halchim yechefim al ritz b'shayish bazar. They walked barefoot on the marble stone of the Zohar, can you imagine it was quite cold. How do we know that? Because Holo says, Maritzma Mikudashis, there's a din of that the floor has Kedusha to it. It's Mikadash. The Tzibayamah Hukidash Amelach Tech HaChotzer. The Gemara says over there that the actual floor itself could be used to be Makrib Kabanas on it, that has a full Kedusha. Mikleshoris Mikudashim, we know the Kleshoris are Mikadash. You can't have anything between the klisharis and what is being mekadesh. So there can't be anything between the kahanim and the floors. So they can't wear socks. Interesting question. Could you get some type of a? Well, first of all, the drusha itself of hafsik, even if he's not wearing it, you put something down on the floor, it'd also be a problem. So the issue of hafsik, but wearing it, you're right. The car wearing it would be a problem. The car wearing it should be a problem. Riba begodim, yeah. We use it for a fire. I wonder if they use it modern Ivrit, I'm not sure. It means a fire. Tukad, you have it in the beginning of Parshas Tzav, Eish Tukad on his back, right? It means to burn. They use it modern Hebrew, I don't know how they use it. Umbekvulin, Tzarek Lahavar Midurasim Yabajayim, but however, outside of the Mikdash, you have to make sure that the fire is lit when it's still daytime, but that the fire has to take hold on the majority of the wood. However, if the madura is made out of charcoal, you only have to light a minimal amount. Before Shabbos, and it'll burn. Dain Darkalius Kava Balechus, it's not something which it's not something which by itself will go out, as opposed to something where the fire on its own might start to go out. Over here, that's not, but with charcoal, it's not true. There's no need for a person to stir it up. The comma. So it says it has to be roasted by day. The first thing in the Mishnah, you can't roast it unless it's going to be, it has to be roasted. How roasted is roasted? It has to be fully done. So Omer Veloz, Omer Rav, Kadesh, it has to be made edible by daytime. So it's like the Michael Ben Drusoy, Rashi points out, Ben Drusoy was a bandit who used to either because bandits don't want to stick around too long in any one given place, they shouldn't get caught. So he ate his food with minimal amount of cooking. And Rashi learns that it was one third cooked. The Rambam says it's one half cooked. The big challenge: how do you define a third? So Chazanish says you work with time. If it takes an hour to cook, normally you say 20 minutes is called one third cooked. Which, even though in actual culinary realities, many times the first getting to the point we would call edible will take half an hour, 40 minutes, and the last 20 minutes it makes it. We don't space it out evenly, but they said that's the only system that he feels, it's very hard to define that amount otherwise.
I mean, why not use what a person who is in a struggling situation
Right, but since the halacha is brought down, Rashi sheet of third and Rama sheet of a half, and those are numbers that don't make any sense. Now, why do they choose it like that? Those which I don't know, but same, so the point being, this gets to the point where people will consider it edible, so therefore even if it doesn't roast that much more, so people will not get so overwhelmed, because it is edible. Itranami, so this is Rabbi Loza Marav, so we find similarly that Omer Basim Rabbi Yechonon, it uses the idea of Machal Mentrusoy, it's considered cooked, and he says, Kol Shul K'machal Mentrusoy, Ein by Mishul Bishul Inochrim. Once a Jew cooks it K'machal Mentrusoy, if a goy then takes it and cooks it more, it's not called Bishul Akum, because the Yisrael was the one who really cooked it. Tanya, we'll see later on when we get to the third parak, the Chananya Omer, Chananya says, Kol Shuhum Kamachum and Rusoy, Mutal Hashoy Sogabikiro, Avisha and a group of Ketuma. So Chananya is the Tana which holds that Shehiya is Mutter, that Pshat in the Mishnah, the first Mishnah over there in the third parak, if a person would like to leave a food going into Shabbos, so if he wants to leave the food up without Grufa Ketumah, is once it's cooked to Mechel Ben Drusoy, that's permitted. Grufa Ketumah is the act of either removing the coals from the oven beforehand, thereby removing the potential of stirring the coals, or alternatively covering the coals with a layer of ash, which would also act as a reminder/deterrent of not to come to stir the coals. So, which we approximate that with our blech nowadays. That's the idea of the blech, it's equal to the idea of ketumah. It acts as some type of a reminder. So he holds that you have an isser of shehiya, something which is minimal, has not cooked even a third like you had before, you can't set it up going into Shabbos, because a person might come to stir the coals, rake the coals, so in order to hasten the cooking. But if it's cooked ready, he says you're not going to do that. But basically, it's edible. So you don't need these reminders, etc. So Rashi Ben Drusoy, listen, Hoya, he was a bandit. Mavashal Bishuloi Shlish, he used to cook his food one third. Ibranami, the Machal Ben Drusoy, Choshir Bishul, we learn similarly in regards to Bishul Akum, that being cooked one third is called cooking. The Jew cooked it, according to Rashi, one third. Shuvah Ein B'Gomroi, Mishum Bishul Inochim. So the Goy finishing it off is not called Bishul Akum. Garuf, Minika Cholim, you would shovel out the coals. The Magrefish occurred Vidili. It was with a type of a small shovel called Magrefa. was used to be garif things. Kotem is mafazin efer milamala. You put a layer of ash on top. So Rashi learns that it has to be a layer thick enough that it would actually minimize, it would in some way reduce the heat, thereby indicating that you're not really interested in making it go quicker because you here are reducing the heat. So that would, so the heter of the deterrent reminder of the ash has to be something which is, minimizes the heat. So according to that, so the arblech, which what we do is some, there is, the Chazanish actually has a problem. He doesn't rely on arblech as is. He feels it doesn't really reduce the heat. However, if it's ready cooked 1/3, we're not worried about that. Now, Rashi is the only one who mentions this. The only one. Halacha, it doesn't bring down dafka l'hafichaymoy. It just says that it has to act as a reminder. The other Rishon mentioned the dibur as acting as a reminder. Okay. So the Gemara, a nursin is a pas. You can't put the bread in unless it will create a crust, and Rabbi Eliezer says the bottom crust. So what does bottom mean? So remember, they used to bake their dough, they would stick it against the oven wall, so the oven was heated inside, the wall of the oven was hot, so one side of the oven is being heated, one side of the dough is being heated, it's directly touching the wall, and one side is facing the fire, which is in the inside. So what is called the bottom? So theoretically, the bottom is what's facing towards down, which is facing towards the inside of the tanner, but they put it on the side. You know, it's not, other hand, you could sort of define, like, the bottom is like the side against the wall. Tachton the hech legabi tanner, or double tachton hech legabi ho'or. Does it mean the one facing the wall? Does it mean one facing the fire? Tashma, Bryce says, Rebelez armor, Kadesh yikrimu, panah hamutubokim v'taner. Rashi explains that usually takes longer. The one facing the fire goes more quickly. The direct heat of the fire is quicker than that of the wall. So the Tanakhama said it has to get a crust. So he's coming along and saying that it's not sufficient to get the crust which is facing the fire. You have to get the crust on the outer side. So Rashi, the Gabi Taner, Shakikoras nidbokim b'doyfnei hatanur sabim. They would put the bread on the actual wall of the tanur. Hagami boyle. We have a question. Hi, kari tachton. Which one's called tachton? Hanich ponim the gabi doyfnei hatanur, the one facing the wall. By ponim haponim lamata the chalal hatanur the tzador, the one is facing into the air, the opening of the tanur where the fire is. With the bucket of the tanur, the chumer he. So he's blessed as being machmir. The ponim the shaklapi ha'or mimarim likrim, because the ones facing towards the fire make their crust first. Mishal shalom is a pesach. My time in Meshub the Bnei Chabur is reason hein. The reason why it's mutter is because the Bnei Chabur. There's a whole chibur involved in it, and they're going to be careful and not forget and come to rake the coals. What is holav hachi loy? Means you're saying we're not for the fact that you have a group involved; it would not be permitted. I ha'omer mar. We said before God. There was at least one opinion before it says Gadya. A pesach is by definition from a gedi. A sheep or a lamb, a lamb or a young goat. Bain shark, bain l'shark, shepherd dummy. We had before at least Ravashi's opinion, I think it was, that the person not going to come to open up the tanner and start stirring the coals because that air coming in is detrimental to the cooking process. So why do we need a whole chabura? It says over here there's a special hetter b'chabura. We're talking about the meat of a gedi, so it's mutter anyway. Samora says, Shaper Domi. Samora says, no, Hosam Mintuch, Hachala Mintuch. That which is where it's considered, the air is considered detrimental, and therefore he's discouraged from doing that, is when it's cut up into pieces. But since the Pesach was done as a whole body, so the air would not have the same effect on it. The rush of air coming in would not affect it negatively. So therefore, were it not for the heter of B'nai Chabura, it would not be mut. No, I mean, we had before by the case of the Karin, sometimes if you have a large group, each is focused on his own thing. In the case of the Madura, each one is focused on there's all around the Madura, so nobody necessarily notices the other person. If they're all doing the exact same thing together, that's a heter. So Grashi, Hosam Mintuch. If if you open up the mouth of the tanner to try and stir the coals, I'll be zika, so the air will come in, the wind will come in. And it's not good for the cooking of the gedi. Hachala mintuch tiksiv al rishav al kibay. You have to do it together. V'megalilei. So over here, if you would open up loy kashi le zika, the air coming in would not be detrimental. This reason hey. Oster. We're not fat. You have a group, which therefore they're being care that they have the special care of the group. It would be awesome. Okay. Machizan is the Oros. The mission says you're allowed to light the fire in the base of Moikud immediately before Shabbos. Light it minimally, and then it will burn. It will spread on Shabbos. Immediately. Where do we know that from? Amar Rav Huna says we have a pasuk with Svar Eish b'chol Moshva Sechem. You cannot light a fire in all of your dwelling places. You can't light it anywhere else, but in the base of Moikud you could light it. It's Rosha. Master of Chizr, Chizr says Rav Huna, if you're on Shabbos, not me, that's talking about on Yom HaShabbos. So it means the Chari you'll be allowed to light the fire in the Medrash base of Moikud, according to your Rosha, even on Shabbos. And why is Mishael to say you're allowed to light it Erev Shabbos? Obviously, if you're allowed to light it on Shabbos, there's no reason why it should be a problem Erev Shabbos, you're allowed to light it on Shabbos. And so clearly the Mishael is saying that in Shabbos you cannot light it. The Mishael is saying, but we're going to allow you to light it right before Shabbos, because we're not worried about any problem, but on Shabbos you can't do it. So your drasha cannot be the source. We do know that you're allowed to make fires in the Beis Hamikdash to burn the kabanas. That's to burn the kabanas. But here it's for the kahanim's purpose, not for the kabanas. There was part of the process of in the Beis Hamikdash where each day was to add wood to the fire. That's the. So Ella Omer of Chista Kroki also the Mishrei Vorma Pedorim Hudas. The puzzle is talking about lighting the fire in order to burn the various parts of the which go on the Mizbeach. The Evorim are the different limbs. Pedorim is the different fats. But why is it Mutter over here? Which that's not what the puzzle is talking about. Is because Kahanim is reason him, because the Kahanim has reason. So in the Mikdash, we trust the Kahanim that they're more careful with doing the proper thing. The Grashi.
So even though it's possible to make the fire before Shabbos, it's still better to in the base Mikdash light the fire for the
Can you leave it from before Shabbos? If you have an option to do it before Shabbos, can you leave it till on Shabbos and do it? I doubt it. But if you have an option, if you need to do it on Shabbos, you'll have to do it on Shabbos. Evorim Pedorim Hudos is a Grashi. La'aktiran es hekteran kol alayli. You're allowed to burn them on the Mizbeach the whole night. Which part of the Chiddush over here is, because there are makrib kabonas at Erev Shabbos, you could put them on the Mizbeach already before Shabbos, and let them, you know, take care of that. You're allowed, if that was not done, you're allowed to put them on the Mizbeach. The way Rashi is saying over here, throughout the night. That's not true. The verse is not like that. You must put it on before Shabbos, but if you need to add fire to cause it to burn, you're allowed to add fire. But the Durs Bezamoika was not for the Kabonis, El Tzarech Kahanim. Lo Hutra, that was not Mutter. It's only for the Kahanim. So on Shabbos, you cannot do it. Why are you allowed to do it right before Shabbos? Hanu Taima, the Legozer, because that did not make a problem. But the Werak Gozer, Yishum, they relied on the fact that Kahanim is Rizim Haim. Shekulim Hoyu B'nei Torah, V'charedim, Minis Korim, they were B'nei Torah, they were very careful. So as a group, the Kahanim were reliable. Lost the Chatuye Mishatech Shechon, they would not come to mistakenly stoke the fire. Okay. However, in the Gulen, the person has to light a fire in order that the fire should take hold. Berubai. My Ruban, what does it mean? Rav Kolecha Ve'echad. So each piece of wood which is there has to light the majority of it. So if you have five pieces of wood, well, three are lit, that's called Rav. No, it's not called Rav. You have to light five, all five of them, each one beroyv. That's a rabbi. Shmuel says, which is Pasha Shmuel is being, you don't need to do that. It means kadesh lo yomru havei etzim and anich tatein. We do not need to bring any more tinder. They would bring small pieces, chips of wood. They act as tinder. It's lit to the point where there's no need for any more tinder. So that's. You know, it's, I mean that which normally indicate that the fire now is going to take off on its own. So there's no gzera of stoking the fire. Rechia brought a raisa which would support Shmuel's concept. He says, when you light a nair, you have to light a nair. Kadesha tehetsu shalhevus erla me eleho. It has to be lit to the point that if you take your kindle away from the candle, the candle will be now burning on its own. Lo shetei shalebes ayayda barachar. Can't be that it still needs an outside source. So we see that the definition of a fire being lit is it doesn't need any more help. So that's what Shmuel said. It doesn't need any more tinder to get the fire going. The fire is going on its own. It's sufficient. Okay. So now the Mor says, okay, that's talking about if you have a whole amount, a lot of pieces of wood. So... Eitz yechidia, one piece of wood. What's defined? It's called that it's lit sufficiently. So Rav Amar Roiv Ovyov. The fire has to go. If you assume, let's say that the piece of wood is circular for argument's sake, the fire is burning into the width of the diameter of the wood. It's burning in already. It's not just caught on the outside, but it's burning in. Rav Ovya has to go through the majority of the thickness of the wood has caught fire. V'amr lo, some say Barav Kefa, it has to have caught fire all the way around the whole circumference. Some are a papa. We have two versions of what Rav said. We're machmer. Hilchot Bein and Rav Ovya Ubein and Rav Kefa. It needs both to be matzavit. So we're machmer over here, even though the cards are in the rabbanon, we're machmer. That's not sure why exactly. Where says Kitanoi? This two should be versions of what Rav said. Whether we say Rav Ovyoy or Rav Akefa, it really is machlokes tanoim. It says Rav Chiya, Omer Rav Chiya says, actually, Yishachais Ha'etz Mimalechas Ha'uman, that the wood has to be lit to the point that an Uman, who's a carpenter, the craftsman who would be using wood can no longer use this piece of wood. It's lit to the point that you can't take away, you know, if it's just the outer circumference, so you can take away that layer and still use the wood inside. But if it's very obvious, it's not usable anymore. Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra Omer, Kadesha Teochesa or Mishneit Stodden, has to catch on both sides, which would be in the outer, the all around the outside of the wood. Even though we have no pasuk which clearly proves this, we have something which indicates that. It says Eshnek Tzeisov Ochla Ha'esh. If both sides the fire caught, V'toicher Nichar, and the inside now therefore is dried out. It's not burned, but it's dried out. Hayitzlach L'Melacha, can you then use it for work? So the indication is that it's already, that it's, again, it's not a rilo dover, because it's not talking about catching fire. You've got to be the concern of maybe you'll stoke or not stoke. But you see, the wood is considered burnt as soon as you get the fire on both sides. Okay, let's see Rashi. Kol echa ve'echol, kol eitz ve'eitz, each piece of wood has to catch fire. It's enough that the majority of the pieces of wood had caught fire. That's not sufficient. We don't need to bring small pieces of chips of wood and let them catch fire in order to the tinder will now go and cause the larger pieces of wood to catch fire. We don't need that. He's explaining the halacha of the menorah of the mikdash. He says, "Lahalois near to meet." You have a mitzvah to light the menorah, the near tamid of the menorah. So we darshan it means shetei shel heves erle me'alel, that you have to light it to the point where the fire is catching in its own. You can't let go, relying that it'll then, you know, keep going. You have to rely. You have to light it before the kohen lets go. Leaves the act of lighting that candle, it has to be all mailed out. Amachi Gavna, Havi Halakha, we say that's called lit. So we're also, that's called lit. That's from my Rabbi Yitzchak Halevi, was one of his rebbeim. Because the rest says, I have difficulty with this pshad. Chad, number one, the Rami Rechama Ketani Lahasim. Over there it's not Rechia which says it, it's the Rami Rechama who says it. Void the law must need to he. Second law, it's not a brace. Alahu Amr law. He explains. He the Amr Rambam says it, but Pirish the Masnisin. Achriti explaining a different a brace. It's not a brace. So the pshat that he says that Rav Chiya said this in regards to the lighting of the menorah in the mikdash. I find it difficult. They have it in Brisa, which is specifically talking about the idea of lighting of Madura. So it's specifically addressing this issue. But I found that phrase in the Toras Kahanim in regards to Menara, so trying to make heads or tails of Rashi sounds like you'd say. Okay. Eitz Yechidi. Ain Suk Shalano, whatever that is. So Rav Avyo, she kinda sa orbasek Avyo Ad Rubay has to burn through the majority of the wood. The majority of the circumference outside. Kitanoi. Rav Avyo, Rav Kefa, whether you need Rav Avyo through the thickness, the diameter, or Hekefa, the circumference. So one said has to become totally unusable. She is shoches, is rov avyoy, that means the thickness itself has become burnt. And Rabbi Yehuda Becerra says, based thought of rov hakeva, which would be the outside, it's rov hakeva. Tzech ledover, the shuv herlech udelech, that it continues to burn on its own, it's a shnei ksos of ochla ha'esh. the two sides, if the fire is caught, we assume that the inside is now more, dried out. It's lost its moistness, its moisture. Nicher is posak lecha shalo v'yavish. If the language means that it dried out. Nicher groni, my throat is dry. V'chein chara many charev. So the language of chara means it dried out. Okay. The pasuk in Yirmiyah, the story of when he came and read the Megillah. And Yehoyakim, the Melech, burnt it. So it says, "V'ha'och l'fon of mevo'eres," and the fire was burning. There was a fire in the fireplace, and he took the Megillah and he cut it up and he threw it into the fire and he burnt it. My och, what does och mean? Amar Rav Achvona. Rav says it was a rava, it was willow wood. Shulamar Eitzim Shenidzikul Ba'Achvona. It was a whole group of fire. That's what the word means. Shmuel says it means wood, which is lit together, ba'achvana, in brotherhood. So the small lights, there was a whole big fire. Ha'udamar lehu, the Mar says a story where you see that the word, how the word was used. Ha'udamar lehu, man, boy, achvana, who wants achvana wood? Yishtach arava, so we saw that it was arava wood, so we see that people use the word achvana to mean arava. Not sure exactly why it's here. As you said, because Shmuel, it's Shmuel Shitosa, that, you know, the idea of the wood helps each other burn. So it's like brotherhood. Okay, maybe. Amar Avuna. Avuna says, Kanim ein tzrichim roiv. Lighting reeds, you don't need roiv, because they similar idea what you have in the Mishnah, but Bechamim, once you light them, they go, so you don't need Teochas Berubai. So Kanim also have that property, you light reeds, they have the property, you light minimally, and it goes on its own. However, Ogdon, if they're in a bundle, so the bundle prevents the oxygen from getting to all of the pieces, so they're ready, you wouldn't need Tzrichin Roiv. Similarly, garinin, if Rashi is referring to, use the seeds, dried out seeds of the dates. So they're flammable, and you can use them for fuel for a fire. Also, in tzrichin roiv, their natures, they're fairly flammable. You light it minimally, and it spreads. Nosim bechayslois tzrichin roiv. However, sitting in containers. The containers were made out of lulav, the branches from the lulav, and you would weave a type of a basket holding these tamarim. So there, if that's the situation, so again, so it compacts them against each other, prevents the oxygen from being oxygenated. So there, you need roiv. Roiv has to catch fire. So Master of Chisra, says to Rav Huna, I feel you could argue the other way around, because if the goal over here is to get this whole big fire going, and they're not bound to each other, so then already it's possible that one you light one that won't make the other one catch fire. Out of Ifcha Mistar, I could argue that the opposite is logical. Kanim Mevajron, if the various separate pieces of Kanim, they're all spread out, but all of them, if you bring them, you bundle them together. They're not spread out, and therefore one will light the other one. So it might take a little bit longer because of the lack of oxygen, but eventually one's going to light the next, etc., etc. However, and the same thing by the case of Garinin Mavajan, each separate seed, pit is all by itself. One's not going to light the other one. So they're going to light each other. So more brings it to Renami. Omer Rav Kahana, Kanim. Now Rav Kahana, the way we have the Gersa, he makes a Shorah. Kanim Sha'ogdan Tzrichim Roiv. Lo yogdom en tzichon rav. See, he says, when it comes to the kadam, he feels Rav Huna is right. Garinin tzichon rav, nosim mechayos en tzichon rav. When it comes to Garinin, Rav Chista is right. Okay, to Rashi. Behaoch, last, the beginning of the first wider lines. The service Yehoyakim Mehamagila. See, this was pasuk was written in reference to the where Yehoyakim burnt the Megillah. Achmon is a rova, willow. Achmon kol ha'etzim nilakum zemizeh. They're helping each other. A cotton madlik, a gadol, the small one will cause a large one to light. En tzichon rov. L'hatzis or berubin. By case of cotton, you do not need to light. You should light the rove of the wood of the konim, mer Shabbos. Elamachas behen ha'ormi b'yom. You just have let the fire take hold, and then fish ain't kavin v'halchum. They don't. There are things which don't go out as they move. They don't tend to diminish. El dolkum v'halchum. They get larger. Sichem rove. But if they're bound together, so then the flame can't get inside. Tomorrow, pits of dates. Madura, after they're dried out, you make a fire out of them. You don't need roy, but milulavin. You would make kalim out of the lula branches. You put through the whole thing into the fire. You need right. Because they're all gathered together. The fire will not go into them easily. So he said opposite. One is spread out here, there. The one which is sticking out will not necessarily catch the second one on fire. So therefore, if you did not bind them together, you need that the roiv of it should be lit, because they can't help each other. But ogdon lemer vadron ben tzichon roiv, you bound it together, so then they're going to help each other. You don't need roiv. Okay, get rid of the same thing by the pits. Rav Huna, right.
Yeah, so does that mean that a minority of the reeds can be lit, or does that mean that each reed has to be lit, but each reed can only be sufficient if it's only lit a little bit?
So I'm assuming that the second way, because we said before that the definition of roiv was that each one is lit in its majority, but not that the majority of them are lit, so we're saying we don't need that over here. But we remove the second halacha. I'm not. That'd be a chiddush, I think.
So if you say that, if you bind them together, then it's you sort of treat the whole thing as a log, and then
right, as correct. As a whole, I think so. Rav Kanam is shogun shichon roiv. Rav Kanam understands the case of Kanam like Rav Huna. The loy eile behen nur, the fire does not go in. They're not worried about the fact that it all spread out, because the mice, they're long pieces, you know. Picture these bamboo things, they're big, you know. And they're heavy, they're not being pushed around by the wind. In the chaislis, that makes them burn better. But without the chaislis, they're just going to spread out, and they're not going to help each other. So then you need a rive of each one, I guess.